This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Legislation goes into effect today that will allow cities and towns across New Hampshire to create community power programs in which electric customers will be automatically enrolled. Henry Herndon is the director of local energy solutions for the advocacy group Clean Energy New Hampshire, and he joins us in the studio now to talk about community power and these changes. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. Henry, can you explain what community power means? What does this look like?
Community power. So the community power law essentially gives local governments, cities, towns, counties, greater choice in sourcing their energy. And really what I mean by that is it gives these local governments, these communities, the ability to craft a portfolio of energy resources that would then provide power to the residents and businesses in that community. They could go about entering into a number of different contracts and sourcing their power from a variety of different options. And that would include sort of the typical competitive energy suppliers, which many large energy users, towns, cities, businesses already use, but also some really new and exciting opportunities, such as contracting with existing generators or contracting with new generators. And I'd be happy to talk a little bit about that as
well. Okay,
well,
let's explain it a little more, because again, we've had choice for a while as residential consumers, individual consumers, about where the power source comes from through our utilities in most of the state. But how is this different? What changes here?
So really economies of scale and then localizing decision making. So maybe I can give you an example.
Okay.
In this portfolio of energy resources, say the town of Boscawen, just north of Concord, sort of small, typical New Hampshire town, say Boscawen forms a community power program, Boscawen Community Power. They could contract for competitive energy, but in addition to that, there's a 2-megawatt hydro dam in Boscawen. And if they wanted to, and if the price was right, they could choose to have Boscawen Community Power purchase energy directly from that local hydro dam that would be a component of its energy portfolio, powering all of the residents and businesses who participate in the program.
Mm-hmm. Obviously still using the utility to deliver this power via its wires, but this is essentially saying the utility doesn't have any say in this. We've wanted to do this. We want this to be part of our energy mix in town.
Yes, that is true. That's sort of the existing generator. But say Exeter Community Power wants to develop a community power program and they have a brownfield. They could choose to develop a local solar array that would, again, be a portion of the energy portfolio, providing power to all Exeter residents and businesses.
So what changes here? Because communities, obviously, before could come together and build some kind of power program. But what changes with the legislation that's in effect as of today?
So there was a previous iteration of this law where each resident would have to individually sign up for the program. But the new version, all residents who are not already purchasing their own competitive energy would be automatically enrolled in this program. They'd be notified and they'd be given the opportunity to choose not to participate. So the process for implementing one of these programs would be first, the local government, city or town, would establish a committee, a community power committee, to author a plan, or they could designate an existing committee as that community power committee, say the energy committee. There's about 70 energy committees across the state in New Hampshire. That committee would author a plan, and the plan would go to the legislative body. So in a town, it would go to town meeting, vote, and in a city, it would go to city council, vote to approve that plan.
Mm-hmm.
Once the plan is approved for implementation, all residents and businesses would be notified about the plan, and then the plan would go into effect. Mm-hmm. And really, part of the opportunity here is not to sort of do a one-and-done, sign a contract with a competitive energy supplier, and now you have maybe a little bit of a discount there. But actually to implement a program where, again, you've got that portfolio of resources that can evolve and grow over time to continue to harness sort of new local economic development of energy resources and new innovations and new technologies as you move forward with the program.
Do you have some examples now of towns here in the Granite State that, as of today, are looking to use community power and to build programs?
So we've heard a lot of interest. We've heard interest from Dover, Exeter, the Monadnock region is very interested. Some of the counties, Cheshire County. Probably the community that's furthest ahead is Lebanon and Lebanon Community Power. They've been involved in energy policy for a long time, and particularly this piece of legislation. And they're looking to do some really innovative things. They're looking to, again, develop some new energy resources, maybe some large solar in the community. They have a landfill that produces methane, and they have appropriated over $2 million, close to $3 million to develop that landfill into a landfill gas-to-energy plant.
This is where they cap the landfill and use the methane coming off the landfill itself to power a turbine?
That is correct.
Okay.
And in Lebanon Community Power, that project could be one of the components of the energy portfolio for the residents and businesses of Lebanon, and perhaps even become an exporter of power if they could generate enough power.
Henry Herndon is the director of Local Energy Solutions for Clean Energy, New Hampshire. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Rick.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.